For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. The National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory for our listening area today. This heat advisory will go into effect at noon today until 6 p.m. for Effingham, Jasper, Crawford, Clay, Richland, and Lawrence counties. Fayette and Marion counties will be under a heat advisory until 7 o'clock p.m. Temperatures will be in the lower 90s today with heat index values reaching 102 to 106 degrees. These temperatures could lead to health issues for those that are exposed for prolonged periods, as well as young children, elderly adults, individuals without air conditioning, and anyone partaking in strenuous activities. Additionally, the interior of vehicles will reach lethal temperatures within minutes. Additionally, the Effingham County Animal Shelter urges owners to ensure that outdoor pets have plenty of food, water, shelter, and shade. For more local news, visit our website at effinghamradio.com or download the Effingham Radio app. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.
This is the Illinois Radio Network. I'm Benjamin Yount. A new national ranking has Illinois 49th among the states when it comes to state fiscal health, and Illinois' new budget and tax increase probably aren't going to help. Greg Bishop has the story.
Poor cash position, weak budget solvency, high expense levels, high debt and pension liabilities. These are some of the things that researcher Eileen Norcross said put Illinois second to last for fiscal health.
This is a situation that was built over decades, no doubt about it. There are institutional reasons. There are political reasons. This is the result of choices made over a sustained period of time.
Republican State Senator Tom Rooney, who also teaches social studies, warned not to think the recent budget and tax increase imposed by the legislature will give Illinois a passing grade. He said some of his students who slack off all year hoping for a last-minute push to get a good grade find out they failed.
And it's quite possible Illinois might be in that position. And the reason is because you can never fix a decades-long problem with a single budget.
I'm Greg Bishop.
This is the Illinois Radio Network. I'm Benjamin Yount.